What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's sticking on your state's map. Every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting. And I guess the question is, you talk about preserving democracy. How do you preserve democracy if you're using the same tactics that you've criticized Texas Republicans for?
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong with their efforts right now.
So there you have J.B. Pritzker on with Kristen Welker on NBC, of all places. He says that what Texas is doing is a distraction from trying to violate the voting rights of those people in Texas. Well, I got a bone to pick with you, Governor Pritzker, because I am in the Illinois 13th District. And the map that you redrew and signed into law really sort of took away my voting rights from the district that used to exist. The representative that I used to have, you intentionally put representatives together that had to compete against each other. And I don't think that anybody looks at the Illinois 13th right now and goes, oh, well, that's compact, barely contiguous. And the one person who can speak very clearly to this is my former representative, Rodney Davis. We're excited to have you back on the show, the Honorable Rodney Davis. Thank you for being with us here today. How have you fared this week, last couple weeks, watching the Illinois 13th District become part of national news for gerrymandering?
Well, you know, I will not say I'm faring worse because I did notice, Annie, I had no Nickelback introduction. I'm a little concerned by that. That was in my contract.
It's on the way out, sir.
Today.
It's on the way out. We'll have
all
it for
right,
you on
right.
the way out, for sure, of course.
Well, I think I was going to say Brad needs to be suspended at least.
we're going to put that one on Ethan, that's for sure. Thank you for being there and reminding us, of course.
Oh, no. It's great to talk with you again. And it's kind of, you know, it's bittersweet, but it's really, you know, I just sit back and I chuckle listening to Governor Pritzker, but this hypocrisy is nothing new. Remember, Governor Pritzker said when he was running for governor that I will not let a gerrymandered map come to my desk. I will veto it. It will not be signed into law. And he did the exact opposite. He's, you know, it's nothing new. He's a hypocrite when it comes to policies. And really, what's happening in Texas right now is not something that's just related to Republicans. Remember, Democrats, through their legal lawfare firms like Eric Holder's, have been going into Republican states, only Republican states, and suing to be able to change mid-district lines, for this decade and decades before. So it's typical they're getting upset when somebody else decides to play their own game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm paying very close attention to how J.B. Pritzker, who, you know, there's no camera he doesn't want to be in front of, that's for sure. When he is put in a position, especially by the Stephen Colbert's of the world, the NBC's of the world, really putting him on the spot to say, you know, how do you defend these maps in the state of Illinois? He never even attempts to defend them. He deflects, and then he starts talking about Texas once again. Can you talk to us a little bit? We're speaking with the former representative of Illinois' 13th district. That's that snake-like salamander-looking thing in the middle of the state of Illinois, of which I still reside in. Can you talk to us about what it was like to be in your position, to know that the Democrats and the J.B. Pritzkers of the world were going to get to redraw these and approve these maps? You're representing the 13th district. What were your observations as this process was going on, maybe similar to how these Democrats in Texas might be feeling right now?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that they were going to come after us. That's why I talked about it. I was probably the most vociferous member of the Illinois delegation on redistricting. And, you know, everything we said that was going to happen happened. The hypocrisy that we said was going to take place from Governor Pritzker took place. And now Illinois has three Republican representatives out of 17. The Republican vote in Illinois is clearly is a lot more than that when it comes to the percentage of votes that vote Republican, especially in downstate Illinois. But they don't care. And frankly, you know, what I'm afraid of is what I've seen J.B. Pritzker going around talking to Stephen Colbert about. Kristen Welker, I got to give her credit for the tough questioning. I enjoy being on with her and talking to her about a wide variety of issues, and she's been very fair, especially with questions like this. But he's talking about doing what California is going to do, which is, hey, you've heard us say how we want fairness in redistricting until we don't want it anymore. And my fear is he's going to try and draw a map and pass it through the supermajority in the Illinois House and Senate and eviscerate the three last Republicans that we have in the congressional delegation, which would be tragic.
Yeah, it certainly would. 44% of the vote is my recollection that went towards Trump in the 2024 election. And we have three of 17 votes in Congress. It doesn't seem very representative of the people. Do you look at what's going on in Texas and the efforts that their legislature, the state legislature, is trying to do? Is what they're trying to do to benefit Republicans the exact same thing as what the Democrats in the state of Illinois did? Or are there any things that make the Texas situation different than the Illinois situation?
Well, what makes it different? It's mid-decade, number one. And also, when you look at what's happening in Texas, whether I agree or disagree, it's really up to the states to decide how they set their election. Remember, the voters in California, they created an independent commission that many Democrats, I don't know if Gavin Newsom supported it at the time or not, I'm sure he did, but many Democrats said they wanted complete fairness. Well, you know, they figured out a way to corrupt that process and make it partisan to where they have over 50 congressional seats and only a handful of Republicans. They're talking about if Texas moves in this mid-decade redistricting, then California is going to have law change the law that was created by the voters, not by the legislature. And then when that happens, what you're going to see is you're going to see J.B. Pritzker, who will not be outshone by his potential presidential rival, Gavin Newsom. He's going to try to do the same to show Gavin Newsom up. And it becomes a chess game or a checkers game rather than a game of what's best for constituents. And that's what's wrong.
Yeah, the politics maybe at its worst. We're speaking with former Representative Rodney Davis of the 13th District. His district was redistricted. You got put, I believe it was in the 15th, correct? Or what did
I did?
Yeah, and
you want to talk about a gerrymandered mess? Go look at that one.
No joke. It's absolutely ridiculous. I am curious though about your thoughts as somebody who has been on the unfortunate end of a supermajority of Democrats who are able to influence the new maps that Illinois is now represented by. When you hear President Trump talking about trying to make elections more fair. They've talked about redoing the census. Of course, the Census Bureau has come out and said that there were a lot of mistakes or errors that were involved in the last census. Are there any things that you hear people talking about when it comes to election integrity that you feel like there's a winner issue right there? We need to really pursue that.
Oh, it's voter ID. Voter ID is about a 90% supported issue nationwide, Republicans and Democrats. For the life of me, it's just like Democrats arguing against increased criminal control and accountability in Washington, D.C. It's no win for them. You know, you talk about people aren't able to get IDs. Everybody can get an ID and give an ID for free if you have to. But if you want to make every American feel like their elections are as safe as they can be and still maintain the Federalist approach where we let our states set the time and date of their own elections, then let's pass a national voter ID so that any federal election, people have to show that they are an American and thus eligible to vote. It's not something that isn't it's not something that isn't required in other nations. But here in America, I've been to certain parts of our country where I've watched Democrats basically make that their hill to die on, and I cannot understand why.
I bet you know why. I think we know why. It doesn't make sense in an America first mentality, but if you don't have that America first mentality, I guess you try to do everything you can to subvert the election process. I'm hearing a lot about the Illinois State Republican Party right now, potentially a leadership change at the top. You got 44% of the state of Illinois. I don't think that most people across the country would look at the state of Illinois and go, oh, yeah, they're 44% red voters there, of course, with what, maybe 66% of the vote in Cook County, or 66% of the population there in Cook County. They have a huge portion of the state of Illinois, of course. I think 44% sounds like it's doable. Like maybe with the right candidate, we could win a statewide election. Do you feel like there's any hope right now for the state of Illinois in this upcoming big election that we have, that maybe some of that 44% could get better representation across the state?
Well, there's always hope. You can never count anyone out in an election. I mean, I was told I would never, number one, I shouldn't run ever because I wasn't going to win. Well, I won five straight times. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of times you surprise the prognosticators. And in this case, you have to have candidates that are willing to go out and put a good message forward. Now, is it going to be a tough environment because of J.B. Pritzker's unlimited piggy bank? Absolutely, it's going to be a tough environment. But that shouldn't stop Republicans from putting forth candidates and running to win in a state like Illinois.
Yeah, certainly. My understanding is you serve as the head of government affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Is that correct?
It is.
What is your responsibility there? What kind of work are you doing now?
Well, thanks, Annie. Look, I'm enjoying it. I miss my friends in Congress. I miss some of the policy debates, but not nearly enough to want to go back.
That was my next question.
I really enjoy this side. I get to use my advocacy tools and work for the world's largest trade association on behalf of businesses, large and all the way down to the small businesses that are operating everywhere in small town America, which I grew up in, as you know. Mm-hmm. So it gives me a chance still to play in D.C. politics, running our advocacy team and leading a great group of folks, many of whom that used to work with me when I was in the House. And we've had some great wins working with the administration and Speaker Johnson, who I was just with the last couple of days, and his majority on the One Big Beautiful Bill. Small businesses are the biggest winners out of the One Big Beautiful Bill to make sure that they didn't have their taxes raised at the highest level in American history.
So you're not looking to jump back into politics from a campaign standpoint, maybe a statewide office or anything, not in the future here for Rodney Davis?
No. And not just because you just sold me out on Nickelback earlier.
It's coming. We got it right now. We can start playing it right now. Man, I'll play Nickelback on my show all the time. If you run for governor, I would be so happy to vote for you for governor of the state of Illinois. I hope we get some good candidates. And I know that you're working very hard in the capacity you are right now. And I do miss you as my representative, Rodney Davis. I wish you were still there.
Wow. Thank you, Annie. I appreciate you. Let me know whenever I can come back on and harass you guys.
Yeah, anytime. Honestly, we got a lot of time for that. All right, here's your Nickelback. Former Representative Rodney Davis, now the head of government affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, our friend here on the Annie Fry Show. Rodney, what a wonderful opportunity to speak to you again. Thanks for being with us.
Take care. Thanks.
Yep, you as well. Bye-bye. All right. I guess no Governor Davis.
No, yeah, we'll see.
Maybe. Maybe we just
keep working on it.
I just want J.B. Pritzker gone so bad. I'd even vote for you, Ryan Wiggins.
Really?
I don't know.
It's pretty bad.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.